SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The six-week strike against Boeing continues. Factory workers rejected the company's latest contract offer, even though it included a 35% raise over 4 years. In the race for the White House, former President Trump appeared on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt show this morning. He was asked why people have such strong feelings about him.
Because I have a tendency to win. It's a nice thing, and that bothers people. Sometimes I play a little bit rough, but they play rough. They are rough and vicious people. They are vicious people. They're dirty people. They've weaponized government. They've weaponized everything. And it's actually made me more popular.
Vice President Harris is stepping up her warnings about Trump's mental fitness and his intentions for the presidency. During a CNN town hall in Pennsylvania, Harris bluntly said she believes Trump is a fascist. The editorial's editor of the LA Times has resigned after the newspaper's owner blocked the editorial board's plans to endorse Harris for president. Mario Garza told the Columbia Journalism Review that she stepped down because the Times was remaining silent in dangerous times. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. is expressing alarm over North Korea's growing support of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
We assess that between early to mid-October, North Korea moved at least 3,000 soldiers into eastern Russia.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby said the deployment raises the potential for the North Koreans to join Russian forces in Ukraine. New research shows Russia has worked to amplify false and misleading claims about the U.S. government's response to the recent hurricanes as part of the Kremlin's efforts to manipulate Americans before the election. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that Baltimore is teaming up with Planned Parenthood.
The city is spending $15 million taxpayer dollars on a new sex ed program for the public schools that is being provided by the nation's largest abortion business. It's called You Choose, and the website for the program includes information on how to obtain an abortion and or puberty-blocking drug so a child can live as the opposite sex. Parents, clergymen, and some lawmakers are expressing outrage about You Choose, but Baltimore officials are so far undeterred. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews around the world begin celebrating Simchat Torah at sundown tonight. Customarily, the event is one of the most joyous days of the Jewish calendar, highlighted by exuberant dancing around the Torah. Jewish leaders say the joy will be felt despite the fact that Jews are celebrating in the shadow of last year's Hamas attack on Israel and the following surge in anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. Coca-Cola sales went flat in the third quarter after the company raised prices.
Despite the discouraging revenue news, the company still beat Wall Street's forecasts. Officials say they expect full-year organic revenue to rise 10%, which is at the high end of its previous guidance. The Atlanta beverage giant said its revenue fell 1% to $11.9 billion. That still beat Wall Street's forecast of $11.6 billion, according to analysts polled by FactSet.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. North Carolina state legislators returned to work today to consider further relief for recovery from Hurricane Helene. Earlier this month, lawmakers approved a $273 million package after the state suffered catastrophic flooding. That package, though, is only going to put a dent in the recovery, according to North Carolina's governor, estimating at least $53 billion in damage. SRNnews.com.